is the time for a wedding, and I'll be married in May. When the thorn is white and from first light, my young lambs nicker and play. Said Klaus, the farmer from Fulkness, watching the mountainside. And the high house where, by her glittering hair, he could see lies a lot of his bride. Mother said, Liza Lotta's not the woman for you. When she comes down here, the horses rear and the farm dogs whimper and growl. Said Klaus, I will marry my Liza, so hold your tongue, screech owl. White and gold was Liza when she stood by the side of Klaus, and the old priest made the man and wife in the high God's painted house. But only a mother noticed the slim girl's eyes like a knife touch a little brown dog who turned and fled as if it fled for its life. It fled to the farm in the valley where Klaus made a feast for his wife. But his wife does not sleep beside him, and he thinks, while I slumbered she went to save from the wolf, she is half myself, the sheep that I love, our sheep. But he did not notice the puppy, slashed from groin to jaw, still lying in his own red blood as he stumbled out of the door. But notice he did the nightgown of his wife by the river bed, and how two small feet with four claws meet, and the hair pricked up on his head. For the ravaged sheep lay savaged under the light of the moon, and a she-wolf skulked in the brushwood with a glittering golden ring. Oh, he has no silver bullet, and what are bullets of lead to the werewolf there whose red eyes stare as a bullet shot into her head? And his mother hears a gunshot in her house alone on the moor, and she waits for the bride of a son who died at a scraping on the door. And she waits for the bride of a son who died at a scraping, scraping, scraping on the door.